Representative Mo Brooks pushes back on Biden executive order allowing biological men to compete against females. Horrific step backward for women's athletics. By Penny Starr on February 3, 2021. Representative Mo Brooks, RGA, said on the Wednesday edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow that President Joe Biden's executive order to give sweeping rights to biological men who are living as women, including on the playing field, is a setback for women's rights. Biden's order said that Title 11, the federal statute that prohibits discrimination against women because of their biological sex at schools that receive federal funding, now also applies to discriminating against individuals for their gender identity. That's a horrific step backwards for women athletes, Brooks said, adding that the EO will not only mean biological men will compete in sports once reserved for biological women, but also it could cost them college sports scholarships if men are winning awards in women's sports. That's science denial policy that Joe Biden has foisted on the American public, Brooks said. That ought to garnering a lot of attention. Instead, Brooks said, the Democrats are focused on impeachment. They're using the impeachment to a large degree to distract the public and the news media from these horrific policies that have been emanating from the White House with these executive orders like the gutting of Title IX that promotes female sports activities, Brooks said. Brooks and Representative Barry Moore, RL, have signed on as original co-sponsors of the Protecting Women and Girls in Sports Act of 2021, which was sponsored by Representative Gregory Stoob, RFL, in response to Biden's executive order. The bill would codify compliance with Title IX related to athletics so that sex is based on a reproductive biology, not gender identity. Brooks said his job is tougher now that the Democrats are in control in both chambers and the White House, but that he will not give up the fight. We have a choice, Brooks said. We can either fight these atrocities and the horrible policies of the socialist demorts, or we can surrender to them. I am not going to surrender, Brooks said. I'm going to fight them. I'm going to fight them through my votes. I'm going to fight them through the election process. And I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that the greatest nation in the world's history, the United States of America, remains just that. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.